After Jesus rose from the dead, lots of people started following him. Many of them were Jewish, just like Jesus, and sometimes they had a difficult choice to make. In the Roman Empire, some religions were allowed, but others were not. The religion of most Jewish people, known as Judaism, was legal. But what if you were a Jewish person who decided to follow Jesus? Then you could get into serious trouble. During this time, many Jewish followers of Jesus suffered because of their faith and were tempted to hide their Christian identity. The letter you're about to hear, known as the Book of Hebrews, was written to encourage them to stay true to Jesus. We don't know much more about the people who received this letter, and we don't know who wrote it either. But according to this mystery writer, Jesus is better than anything. He's a better messenger than the angels are. He's a better leader than Moses, the famous hero who led the Israelites out of slavery. Jesus promises to give people rest and comfort that's way better than anything they've ever known. If we want to enjoy all that Jesus has to offer, we need to stay true to Him. That's the message of Hebrews. As you listen, think about what makes it hard for you to follow Jesus. Ask yourself, are you willing to stay true to Him no matter what?
In the past, God spoke to our people through the prophets. He spoke it many times. He spoke in different ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us through His Son. He is the one whom God appointed to receive all things. God made everything through Him. The Son is the gleaming brightness of God's glory. He is the exact likeness of God's being. He uses His powerful word to hold all things together. He provided the way for people to be made pure from sin. Then He sat down at the right hand of the King, the Majesty in heaven. So He became higher than the angels. The name He received is more excellent than theirs. God never said to any of the angels, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father." God's first and only Son is over all things. When God brings Him into the world, He says, "Let all of God's angels worship Him." Here is something else God says about the angels. God makes His angels to be like winds. He makes those who serve Him to be like flashes of lightning. But here is what He says about the Son. "You are God. Your throne will last forever and ever. Your kingdom will be ruled by what is right." God never said to an angel, "Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your control." All angels are spirits who serve. God sends them to serve those who will receive salvation. So we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard. Then we will not drift away from it. Even the message God spoke through angels had to be obeyed. Every time people broke the law, they were punished. Every time they didn't obey, they were punished. Then how will we escape if we don't pay attention to God's great salvation? The Lord first announced that salvation. Those who heard Him gave us the message about it. God gave witness to it through signs and wonders. He gave witness through different kinds of miracles. He also gave witness through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He gave them out as it pleased Him. God has not put angels in charge of the world that is going to come. There is a place where someone has given witness to it. He said, "What is a human being that you think about him? What is the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You placed on him a crown of glory and honor. You have put everything under his control." So God has put everything under him. Everything is under his control. We do not now see everything under his control, but we do see Jesus already given a crown of glory and honor. He was made a little lower than the angels. He suffered death. By the grace of God, he tasted death for everyone. That is why he was given his crown. God has made everything. He has acted in exactly the right way. He is bringing his many sons and daughters to share in his glory. To do so, he has made the one who saved them perfect because of his sufferings. The one who makes people holy and the people he makes holy belong to the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. So Jesus became human like them in order to die for them. By doing that, he could destroy the one who rules over the kingdom of death. I'm talking about the devil. Jesus could set people free who were afraid of death. All their lives they were held as slaves by that fear. It is certainly Abraham's children that he helps. He doesn't help angels. So he had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every way. Then he could serve God as a kind and faithful high priest. And then he could pay for the sins of the people by dying for them. He himself suffered when he was tempted. Now he is able to help others who are being tempted. Holy brothers and sisters, God chose you to be his people. So keep thinking about Jesus. He is our apostle. He is our high priest. We believe in him. Moses was faithful in everything he did in the house of God. In the same way, Jesus was faithful to the one who appointed him. The person who builds a house has greater honor than the house itself. In the same way, Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses. Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as one who serves in the house of God. He gave witness to what God would say in days to come. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house. We are his house if we continue to come boldly to God. We must also hold on to the hope we take pride in. The Holy Spirit says, "Listen to his voice today. If you hear it, don't be stubborn. You were stubborn when you opposed me. You did that when you were put to the test in the desert. There your people of long ago put me to the test. For 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with them. I said, their hearts are always going down the wrong path. They have not known my ways. So in my anger, I took an oath. I said, they will never enjoy the rest I planned for them. Brothers and sisters, make sure that none of you has a sinful heart. Do not let an unbelieving heart turn you away from the living God. But build one another up every day. Do it as long as there is still time. Then none of you will become stubborn. You won't be fooled by sin's tricks. We belong to Christ if we hold firmly to the faith we had at first. But we must hold to it until the end. It has just been said, listen to his voice today. If you hear it, don't be stubborn. You were stubborn when you opposed me. Who are those who heard and refused to obey? Weren't they all the people Moses led out of Egypt? Who was God angry with for 40 years? Wasn't it with those who sinned? They died in the desert. What people did God promise with an oath? That they would never enjoy the rest he planned for them. Wasn't it those who didn't obey? So we see that they weren't able to enter. That's because they didn't believe. God's promise of enjoying his rest still stands. So let us be careful that none of you fails to receive it. The good news was preached to our people of long ago. It has also been preached to us. The message they heard didn't have any value for them. They didn't combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enjoy that rest. But those who had the good news preached to them earlier didn't go in. That was because they didn't obey. So God again chose a certain day. He named it today. As it was said earlier, listen to his voice today. If you hear it, don't be stubborn. So there is still a Sabbath rest for God's people. So let us make every effort to enjoy that rest. Then no one will fall into sin by following the example of those who didn't obey God. The Word of God is living, and active. It is sharper than any sword that has two edges. It cuts deep enough to separate soul from spirit. It can separate joints from bones. It judges the thoughts and purposes of the heart. Nothing God created is hidden from Him. His eyes see everything. He will hold us accountable for everything we do.